everyone to another episode of Radio Free Nintendo, brought to you by NintendoWorldReport.com. I'm your host, Mike Sklenz. My typical cohorts this week are previews editor Carl Castaneda.
Hey, everybody.
And site director Steven Rodriguez.
Howdy ho out there in Radio Land.
So this episode, by the time it goes up on the site, it will go up on Valentine's Day. So we're doing a very lovey-dovey episode. Our main feature this week is games to play with your girlfriend or other significant other. Perhaps you are a girl and you have a boyfriend or whatever. We don't care. We love all kinds here at Radio Free Nintendo.
That's right.
But we're going to start off with our usual community segment. First thing I want to know is what you guys are playing.
Ooh, well, now that I've finished all of my reviewable games and other games that I had on the side, I've finally gone back to Zelda. And I am at the point where I just finished the third dungeon, which means, yeah, I'm still pretty much early on in the game. I'm at the part where
you're just getting to the point where
the game starts.
Really expands out.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, you know, is it 2006 Game of the Year? Probably not, but still really, really good. So, thumbs up for Zelda.
What about you, Steven?
Well, I've kind of been bitter lately over the fact that the PS3 won't be really supporting the wonderful GT4 steering wheel from Logitech with the immersion technology in there.
Ouch.
Meaning that it's not going to work for Gran Turismo 5. So
yeah.
What I did to console myself was go find a copy of Gran Turismo 4 and hook up my steering wheel again. And, man, I've been having so much fun with it again. I haven't played it for such a long time. Like, I bought the wheel $150, and it was worth it. Mm. Seriously.
Now, is the reason that the wheel's not going to be compatible, is it because of the force feedback?
Yeah, the force feedback is the immersion technology that Sony did not want to pay for this time around. So no vibration, no force feedback, no sale.
Ouch.
I don't think I've played a single game all week, which is kind of shocking.
Well, you know, it's actually okay that I found like two or three PS3s over my Best Buy, so Sony's gonna be paying me like $3,600.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, Jack Trenton.
Are they still going for good amounts on eBay?
Made a comment in their newest EGM where they interviewed him, where he said, "If you can find me a PS3 on shelves for more than 5 minutes, I will give you $1,200." And he better start paying up because it's not gonna.
Penny Arcade has their new comic up early, and it's that exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Good stuff.
That sounds good. Yeah. So like I said, I haven't been playing anything. I've been swamped at work all week, so I haven't had a lot of time to play stuff. I've been taking care of business, preparing for Valentine's Day, etc.
Well,
what would you have played had you had the time?
I probably would have kept playing Link to the Past.
That's
I'm still,
okay.
You know, I'm nowhere. I'm absolutely no further than I was the last time I spoke. I haven't even touched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Speaking of virtual console stuff, this week's releases, or last week's releases, the day we record this really makes these virtual console discussions tricky. So last week, you've all been playing for about a week and a half now, Vigilante, or Gain Ground, or more likely you've been playing Super Mario World if you got anything.
Yeah.
Well, people might want to check out Gain Ground. When I got it, my initial impression was, well, this is just a slow, crappy, boring ripoff of Smash TV with Gauntlet stuff thrown in. But I kept playing it, and I read up on the facts on GameFAQs, and it's actually kind of more of a puzzle shooter kind of thing. You have different characters have different weapon attributes, different weapon patterns, different like abilities, basically. And each one can help you in a different way. So some of them may be able to strafe as you go up the screen. Some of them may be fired in all directions. Some of them may have weapons that can go over walls to get guys on the other side of walls. And you can get 20 of these characters in all. And if you die, that character, you can go in and rescue that character with another character. So you have to try to get through the game's levels without losing all of your characters, which is actually really hard. And I actually
kind of
like
Fire Emblem a little.
Yeah, it's kind of Fire Emblem, but I would
without the turn-based.
Yeah, I would make the game a kind of a intelligent, puzzly crossover of Smash TV and Gauntlet.
That's interesting.
So
yeah,
like a
so
squad-based
it,
was, thing, or
no? It's just one character at a time.
Okay.
But you can play co-op, which is nice.
Cool.
That's cool. I'm sure I would probably be playing Super Mario World, except that my Super Nintendo is still hooked up, and I have a copy of Super Mario World.
Yeah, I have it on the GBA, so I don't really need another copy of it. But for those of you who don't have it, it's obviously a must-play. It's one of the best 2D Marios out there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So now we're gonna
There's also Vigilante, but ugh.
I don't even know. What is Vigilante about?
It's the most boring, stupid.
It's about wasting money.
Yeah,
I know that we didn't recommend it.
Yeah, think Double Dragon. Okay, think Double Dragon.
Okay.
Put it all on the same plane, so there's no going up or down. It's just straight forward or straight to like one way or the other.
Okay.
Guys die when you punch them once or kick them once.
Nice.
And let's see. It'd probably take 10 minutes to beat.
Not recommended then. Don't waste $8.
$6 for TGs.
Six. Oh, okay. Oh, what is it? A Neo Geo game or not?
I wish it was Neo Geo. Turbo Graphics 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next up, we have our listener mail question, which ties in very well to our feature topic this week. There's actually two questions in here, so let me go through the second one first. This is Steve, who writes and says, do you think that in 5 to 7 years or so that one of the three next-gen companies, Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony, are not going to make a console like Sega did when they got after the Dreamcast? In other words, is one of them going to just drop out of the business and just make games?
Well, there are scenarios where either Sony or Microsoft could drop out. Say Blu-ray really doesn't take and Sony finds himself in really hot water, there is a possibility that they might say, okay, we're just going to cut our losses and maybe pull support for the PS3 early. That's extremely unlikely, though. I mean,
If anything, if Blu-ray fails, I mean, it'll just be that no one's buying movies for their PlayStation 3. It's still a very viable game console, and it's not like putting the games on Blu-ray means anything. It just makes it more of a proprietary format for Sony's games.
Well, no, Sony's
the thing about Blu-ray is that if Blu-ray fails, then Sony kind of, you know, it'll have huge ramifications for the company as a whole, which means that without, you know, maybe the games business isn't giving them as much as they need, and then the whole company basically collapses. Now, that's, like I said, extremely unlikely, but...
Well, I'm saying if Blu-ray fails, that doesn't mean anything for Sony's game business. It means stuff for their movie business and their DVD player business. I mean, if Blu-ray movies fail, that doesn't simultaneously mean that Blu-ray games fail, because games aren't on an open format for cross-platform use.
No, that's the hitch, though, because Sony, they're kind of using the PS3 as a Trojan horse, English, for Blu-ray.
Right.
If Blu-ray fails, then people are paying an extra $200 for a game system that has a, you know, Blu-ray player that nobody wants.
Right, that's true.
So there's a lot on the line for Sony. If Blu-ray does not take off, then Sony just put something completely useless in the PS3, and there's that extra $200-$150 cost in there that Sony's going to have to eat. They're going to have to cut the price, because nobody's going to want to buy a Blu-ray player if Blu-ray doesn't do anything.
If they don't become profitable by the end of this generation, because the thing is...
They will be profitable.
I know, I'm saying. If they are not profitable, though, by the end of the generation, then Microsoft will probably just pull the plug.
I don't think so. They'll go another round.
Microsoft's in this for the long run, and Sony is, too. The only thing that will prevent Sony from going into, you know, the PS4 is if that the PS3 totally bankrupts them, which is very unlikely.
Right.
All three console manufacturers will be back, you know, 5-6 years from now, announcing new systems.
Yeah.
But here's a question. Do you think anybody else wants to get in, you know, have a fourth console?
I don't think there's room for it.
Yeah, there's really not room for it, but if anyone was going to come in, I don't know.
Apple.
Nah,
people
Apple?
Say Apple,
no.
But it's not gonna, that, I mean, there's rumors
so
going unlikely. Around that. Well, I don't. There's a rumor circulating around now that, you know, they've announced this Apple TV product, and they also have games on your iPod. They're very simple games, obviously, like, you know, Pac-Man and Solitaire and that kind of stuff. But there is, you know, some speculation that maybe the Apple TV will play games. But again, I really don't think it would be anything past, you know, flash games, little tiny stuff.
Yeah. That's like casual games, really.
If Apple wants to get into the games business, they should start by securing some exclusives for their computer platform. And
that'll never happen.
They
don't have the base for it.
Right. Well, yeah, that's one thing.
Wait, what was that? I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Well, Apple doesn't have the base to get.
Doesn't
games
have the base?
Under,
oh.
Not to get games running under OS X, but I mean, you know, I hate to toot Apple's own horn, but it's not like we're locked into just using Mac OS on our Macs.
That is true. But still, I mean, the fact of the matter is that Apple just doesn't have enough of a foothold in, you know, outside of the iPod to really make themselves a game company.
Well, then, but you also have to look at Apple as a company that is, they just dropped computer from their name. They are now a consumer electronics company, officially. They're moving into the cell phone market with the iPhone, and I'm sure we'll see games on the iPhone in some capacity, you know, cell phone style games, nothing fancy, but, you know, there is a possibility that Apple's going to move into that consumer electronics market, and video games are definitely consumer electronics.
I just think it would be a tremendous failure because, I mean, all right, we already have an Apple of gaming, and that would be Nintendo. So for it to come in, it would just completely clash, and it wouldn't work.
I don't know. That's what people said about the iPod. It'll never succeed. All right, so now we're going to move on to the second part of Steven's question. It's actually more of I guess, almost a lead-in for our feature topic, but we'll be discussing that later. He heard last week's podcast, we mentioned this week's topic, and he says, after listening to last week's podcast, I wanted to tell you the games I play with my girlfriend. I play a lot of Mario games with my girlfriend, and also Wii Sports, Super Mario Brothers, Mario Kart 64, Mario Kart on the N64, the DS, and the GameCube, Super Mario Strikers. He also got his girlfriend to play through all of Resident Evil 4, and she beat it and said it was awesome.
Nice.
He bought her a DS, and she loves that and plays Animal Crossing a whole lot. She also really liked Trauma Center and Tetris for the DS, and he would like to know if those are some good games to play with his loved one. And I'd say, well, if she loves them, then yes.
Yep.
I mean, there's not like a general blanket list of she will certainly love these games.
That guy is pretty damn lucky.
So I guess, I mean, there's no real question to answer there, but I guess it's really great to have, you know, one of our listeners chime in on our featured topic.
Absolutely.
Well, right now we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back bringing you the latest in the news.
Hello everyone, this is Steven Rodriguez, director of Nintendo World Report. Today is Valentine's Day, and that means it's time to give out the last code word in our Valentine's Day Nintendogs DS giveaway contest. If you've been reading Nintendo World Report and listening to Radio Free Nintendo, you should already have 3 code words in your possession. And now, it's time to reveal the final code word. Are you ready? The 4th code word in the Nintendo World Report Valentine's Day Nintendogs DS giveaway is love. L-O-V-E, love. The entry form for the contest is now available from the Nintendo World Report front page. To submit your entry, input the 4 code words and your email address. If you submit the correct code words, you'll be entered into our drawing. You could win a Nintendo DS Lite and a copy of Nintendogs Dalmatian and Friends. The contest entry form will be open until Wednesday, February 21st. Be sure to get your entries in before then, or else you'll miss your chance. Good luck!
Nintendo World Report's Valentine's Day Nintendogs DS giveaway is open to all legal residents of the United States and Canada only. Many will enter, only 10 will win. For official contest rules, visit www.nintendoworldreport.com.
Okay, we are back now with the news. Our big story this week is that Manhunt 2 was not only announced, which I think is big enough news in and of itself, but that it was announced that it will be coming to the Wii.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So you will now be able to viscerally murder people with your Wiimote.
Yeah, I talked about this with someone on another podcast, and we came to the conclusion that it might be too much to map the actual actions to the Wiimote.
They'll do it.
Someone by, you know, maybe, you know, pushing your Wiimote and nunchuck forward and pulling back. Just because...
Yes, just like garrote wire. That would be awesome.
I mean, the thing is that it's just a little too close to the real thing. Like, there's a big difference between pressing a button and stabbing someone and actually stabbing someone.
But think about it for a second. Why would they bother putting it on the Wii if they weren't going to do that? I'm sure that was the entire genesis of the idea. Like, wouldn't it be cool if you could pretend to stab somebody? Yes.
Well, yeah, but is that really cool to pretend to stab somebody?
I don't know, but it is to some people, definitely.
Well, then those people really shouldn't be playing video games, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a fine line to walk here. On the one hand, yeah, you could put in all these cool motion sensing Wiimote killing people things with, but if you do that, then you're going to get know, Jack Thompson and all the state governments to say, hey, video games are violence. You're training people how to kill people.
Well, but probably not Jack Thompson. He's going to get disbarred soon, but other people...
Yeah, Jack Thompson's going to be disbarred, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But could such a violent actual murder simulator finally... I mean, it's, you know, such an extreme thing going on. Could it actually shake Nintendo's childish image for good?
No. Because
I think it might.
One game isn't going to do that, but it might make someone rethink putting their quote-unquote mature game on Wii, sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it would finally, you know, if this is the game, the one game that lets you kill people and actually pretend like you're really doing it is on the Wii. And it's on the PS2 also, but...
And okay. PSP.
Yeah.
You know, there's seriously, there's some moral issues that are going to be brought about this game. This is completely a fact that, ignore the fact that it's going to be on the Wii. Yes, the Wii motion controls are going to maybe draw more attention to it. But video games aren't about killing people. Video games are about having fun, about being entertained, not about killing people.
Yeah. Well, right. Let me ask a question. Did either of you play Manhunt?
No. I
played
a little bit of it.
It
just seemed a little too gratuitous to really enjoy.
I played it, and I really just, it's just a lot like Metal Gear Solid. You sneak around
and
you take
kill
dudes
people
out. I mean, I guess you know, but I can easily separate that line between reality and video games. It's very,
well,
very solid line. It's practically a giant wall. I mean,
you can, but how many other people can? This is why you got all the advocates saying that video games need to be closely monitored, need to be taken over by the government, all that stuff.
These are the same people who said the same thing about movies, and it's just not true. I mean, yes, there's a small percentage of people out there, but 99% of people who play video games know that they're video games.
Well, movies have been around a lot longer, so they're more accepted in the media.
Right.
Video games, they still have a way to go.
It's not like movies influenced less and less people to kill every year just because they were around longer. I mean, they were influencing just as many people to kill in 1920 as they were in the year 2000. It's just that they're more accepted now.
Yes, right. But that's the thing. You don't want to give people more reasons to police video games. You don't want to, you know, put out Manhunt 2 out on Wii and wave it around saying, hey, look, this is the reason why you guys are, you know, doing this to us. Here's another reason why you could continue doing it to us.
But maybe,
you know,
I mean,
that doesn't make much sense.
There's people out there who want to push the envelope, and maybe that's exactly why they're doing it.
It's gonna be tricky if, in fact, that they really do the whole stabbing and the whole, you know,
yeah.
What else? Like crowbars and
chainsaws. Yeah, well, I look forward to it and the crap storm that surrounds it when it comes out. It's gonna be.
But maybe
now.
It'll be called Manhunt Raving Rabbits, and they'll fill it with minigames.
Bop people on the head with a ball peen hammer.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Serial murders can't dance.
All right, so our next story is Julian Egbricht of Factor 5 fame. He says that Wii developers are sloppy and that the graphics on Wii games nowadays don't compare to Rogue Leader and Rebel Strike on the GameCube that his company made.
And
totally
it's true. It's true.
It's true,
I mean,
I think he's definitely tooting his own horn a little, but it is true. Those guys could push a system.
Yeah, and toward the launch, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Rogue Leader is still one of the better-looking games on the GameCube, and that came out, you know, at launch.
Exactly.
And not very many other developers have really pushed the GameCube to, you know, limits. Not even Pierre Miyamoto. Yeah, I mean, Miyamoto said that he hasn't even used all the GameCube's power. And, you know, Nintendo's coming out some pretty good-looking games. Obviously, Capcom, Resident Evil 4, that's the game on the GameCube, the best-looking game. I kind of wonder how much juice they left behind in the GameCube, if any. But there's really no excuse for Wii games to look like they do. Developers have had 5 years to know the hardware. I think this is more of a case of third parties getting caught with their pants down in that all their games they made for the PS2 or they made for the Xbox and just ported it down to the GameCube. Now that they actually have to make games for the GameCube, i.e. the Wii, they look like crap.
Yeah. It's just, I think a lot of it is a case of launch games and rushed development cycles and all that stuff.
Yeah, you could make that argument for some games, but for all the ports, no. Absolutely
not. That's just lazy.
But we are seeing games
now. Well, it's probably a lot of it is budget, too.
We are seeing games now that are popping up that do look good and do look like, you know, GameCube Plus games. Like, Dewey's Adventure, I think, really looks great.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there are even some games out now. Like, obviously, even though Twilight Princess technically is a GameCube game, I think it still looks better than 90% of the Wii's library right now.
Yeah, and well, and then, you know, SSX Blur is coming out, and that looks very nice.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really good-looking games coming out.
It's coming. I think a lot of it, initially at least, was due to the fact that they're launch games, and like Steven said, developers are getting caught with their pants down that this thing...
Yeah, and plus, a lot of companies were scrambling to get out Wii games.
Yeah.
Very true.
Just because, you know, toward the end they realized, holy crap, this actually might do something, and now it's done something.
Yeah.
So they kind of rushed that, too.
Mm-hmm. So our next piece of news is in a recent interview at, I believe it was, the DICE convention, Reggie Fils-Aimé of Nintendo has said that Wii Online development kits are on their way or already in the hands of some developers.
What took so long?
It's a good start.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know we just put up this editorial about where's the online features, and it sort of got rain poured all over it. Or, you know, at the same time, Nintendo says, oh, they're out there now. But that's good.
Yeah, I mean, why weren't they there months ago?
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo's had this infrastructure with Wi-Fi connection up and ready for DS for years, even though they don't seem to use it much. So it doesn't they're not building something from the ground up. It's already there. They just need to make the Wii work on it.
Yeah, seriously. Like, there are games out now on the Wii that should have had online and do have online when they appear on other platforms. Okay, like Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam. All the other Tony Hawk games have online, unless you're playing on the Wii.
And Tony Hawk Downhill Jam on DS plays online, but on Wii does not.
Exactly. Madden should have been online. Mortal Kombat Armageddon is going to be coming out, I think, what is it, later this month or early March? That should have online.
Well,
now, I don't
it
know
might if, be now that those kits are out.
I saw an interview with Ed Boon recently, and Boon was like, we haven't really heard anything for Nintendo, so we probably won't have it.
And he said probably
yeah,
won't,
it's not
but
gonna
now
be online.
They have heard something.
Sucks.
So, I mean, I'm still not putting any money down on that, but if there's a slim chance now.
I don't know. It has online for PS2, for God's sake. What the hell is wrong with Nintendo?
Well, there's no infrastructure, there's no development kits, but now they're out there, so maybe we'll get lucky. I'm just a little sad, because it probably means that SSX Blur is not going to be online.
No.
Well, let's not give Nintendo the benefit of the doubt, because they haven't really proven in the past that they were really serious about any
and
of this.
And I believe
so, yeah.
Reggie said that the first online game in America is going to be Pokemon Battle Revolution, but Pokemon Diamond and Pearl aren't even out here yet, which means we probably won't even see Battle Revolution until late fall.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that far out, because Diamond and Pearl will come out in, I think, April.
So the game
so
Revolution
we'll
could be out over the summer. So we won't be seeing any online games until over the summer.
And then past that, what then? Nintendo did announce, let's see, Battalion Wars 2 and...
Mario Strikers.
Mario Strikers as being online games, but those are still up there. Like, when are those coming out?
Probably fall games. Probably fall.
So finally, some very good Wii news. In a recent conference, Activision has announced that Guitar Hero will be making an appearance on the Wii for sure.
Ooh.
I'm hoping...
I'm wondering, are you going to, like, put the Wiimote inside, like, a guitar, or how's
that's
that going to
be
work?
Obvious,
that's,
yes. Yeah.
That makes too much sense for them
which
not to
good,
do it, because...
Which is good, because it'll lower the cost of the guitar.
Yeah. And plus, you've already got the tilt sensor in
wireless.
The Wiimote. Yeah, and you can do really cool things with it, too. Like, you could have the speaker in the Wiimote, you know, have, like, a sour note come out if you hit the wrong note, like it's coming
that's
out of your strings.
Idea. Yeah.
Cool.
And obviously, wireless controllers can't go wrong with that.
I'm hoping,
wireless guitars.
If you've noticed the Xbox 360 version, the guitar has a little RJ45 jack on the bottom, and it's a mystery as to what it's for right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think someone said that it's the same RJ45 jack that's on the steering wheel accessories that you attach the pedals to.
Huh.
So, what if you have a steering wheel set and you attach your pedals to your guitar? You could have effect pedals.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that just excites me beyond everything. That I could just
that's interesting.
Put a pedal and everything would get crazy distorted, or put a stutter on the guitar. I would be in heaven, especially if there's some sort of freestyle jam mode.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that the guitar that they're talking about is going to be the one developed by Neversoft.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure Neversoft will be handling. I'm sure there'll be a mainline Guitar Hero. They'll probably port Guitar Hero 2 to the Wii, much like they're doing with the 360, and add a couple songs. And then maybe make more downloadable if we're lucky.
Wiimote controls too. Like, it would be cool if there was a mode where you had to put the guitar behind your back and the Wiimote could pick up on that.
Not even if there was a mode, if it just picked up on that and made the character on the screen do whatever you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you move the controller or the guitar around, it would move on the screen. Yeah. That would be kick ass.
I would. I'm extremely excited. Even if it's the same songs as Guitar Hero 2, I'll rebuy it just for Wii Control.
Awesome.
I'm way, way excited.
Yeah.
Nah, the other big news of this week is the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences has announced their annual winners of their awards. Nintendo cleaned up. They didn't take Game of the Year. That went to Gears of War, which is truly an outstanding game. But Nintendo took Outstanding Innovation in Gaming. Wii Sports won that. Wii Sports also won awards for Outstanding Achievement in Gameplay Engineering and Outstanding Achievement in Game Design. And on top of that, Nintendo also won awards for Outstanding Achievement in Story and Character Development for Twilight Princess, and they won Best Handheld Game of the Year, which is no surprise. They pretty much always win that, and this year it went to Brain Age, which is kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
Nintendo didn't really clean up. They were nominated, I think it was 11 times, and they only won 6. Six
not
times?
Not bad. Well, How many times did they beat out one of their own games, though? Because then it really doesn't count.
Yeah, because, you know, they had 3 nominations in handheld and 2 for Game of the Year. So they didn't really clean up. I think Gears of War cleaned up.
If you still look at it as, you know, an individual publisher getting 6 awards, that's still pretty good, if you think of it that way.
Yeah, they didn't do bad. They certainly did. No. They did very well this year. Not amazing, very well. But on hot on the heels of the AIAS winners come the nominations for the Game Developers Choice Awards. These are some Wii games that have been nominated here. Character Design, Rayman, Raving Rabbids has a nomination for that. And
why?
I don't know. I mean, it's Rayman, but it's the same characters we've already seen.
The bunnies.
The Rabbids? They aren't designed that well.
They're funny, though. Anyway.
There you go.
Wii Sports is nominated for Game Design and for Technology. I guess technology is sort of a gameplay type award. Twilight Princess nominated for writing. I would like to take issue with that, considering there's basically a shoestring story in every Zelda game.
Yeah, but the way that they wove the story this time was really well done.
I suppose, but it's still not very. I mean, it's epic, but it's still pretty limited and basic is what happens.
Well, yeah, it all happened in the first half of the game, basically.
In the Game of the Year awards, the games nominated for that this year are Gears of War, Okami, Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, Zelda, and Wii Sports.
I'm gonna say probably Oblivion or Gears.
I'm gonna say Gears wins this one.
Well, don't forget this is from the development side, so you might see Elder Scrolls pull out an upset,
maybe. Are there Japanese development? I mean, GDC is also for Japanese developers, right?
Yeah.
Right, so I don't think they're really going to care about Western RPGs at all.
Well, you got a lot of Western developers there, too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that...
so it goes both ways.
What I was saying is that there wouldn't be a... You know, you'd only have half the people voting for it, because the Japanese developers probably don't care much about Western RPGs.
Well, you never know.
Probably all vote for Zelda or Okami or Wii Sports.
Yeah, okay. Zelda might be able to win because it's respected equally, you're probably in the East and West. So
yeah, I think Wii Sports also stands a very good chance for that very same reason.
No. It's either going to be Gears of War or Zelda, probably.
But everyone from Capcom is going to vote for Okami because they didn't get a chance to win the AIAS award.
No. There's no way you can pick Okami over Twilight Princess.
Yeah, why would you
so
pick Zelda?
So there's no way Okami can win.
Zelda.
That's just how it goes.
It's got the sympathy vote, though.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take another break now, and we'll be back with our feature segment on games to play with your girlfriend or other significant other.
A few years back, I was in the hot seat, brother. Believe it. It was Valentine's Day, and a certain young lady was expecting something mighty important from yours truly. But the problem was, I had less cash than Majeska after Psychonauts. So I panicked. I needed the green stuff fast. Looking at my game collection at the last bastion of hope, I realized there was only one option left. I moved on over to GameStop, and with a heavy heart, I turned in a half dozen games. GS gave me about $40, so my next stop was Hallmark. A fancy card and a seriously overpriced teddy bear holding a box of chocolate later, I had it made in the shade. So when it was time to shine, I proudly displayed my manifest devotion to the so-called Miss Wright. What did I get in return? A hug. A hug. By the time that special occasion rolled around again, you better believe Miss Wright was Miss Had a New Boyfriend. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Welcome back from our wonderful commercial break. We will now be moving on to our feature segment of games to play with your girlfriend or perhaps boyfriend or whatever. So I think we should state for the record that I think I'm the only one here with a girlfriend, so I'm the only one who can offer current anecdotal evidence. I think we need to scientifically state that. Anyway, so I guess before we should talk about games you can play with your girlfriend, we're going to talk about games you can play to get a girlfriend.
Yes.
A lot of girls out there are probably intimidated by a guy who plays 30 hours of video games a week.
I don't know if intimidated is the right word. More like a little creeped out. Probably.
Yeah, okay, that's probably a little better.
Probably a little better.
So, you know...
I can impart some wisdom on
Carl,
this.
Carl was talking to me earlier about this, and he can give us some evidence here.
Guys, there are a few video games out there that girls will not be intimidated by. It will actually track you down to play them. One of them is Wii Sports, all right? I have used this probably since I've gotten my Wii about a dozen times, and it works every time. You will seal the deal with a game of bowling, hands down.
Bowling's good stuff. Actually, Johnny was telling me...
I was going to say, other games you can use, you know, baseball. Say they don't know how to swing right, you just go right behind them, help that out.
You know, with the golf swing?
Golf, same thing. Golf swing, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely. Besides Wii Sports, just any mini game collection out there on the Wii.
Johnny was saying to me maybe a week ago that he bought Super Mario Brothers on the virtual console for his Wii, just so it's easier to play, you know, it's just there and waiting. He says whenever he has people over, that's the one game that everyone wants to play.
Oh, yeah, because it's the ultimate accessible game.
It's Super Mario Brothers. Everyone knows it. Everyone's played it. It's friendly. You know, girls like it. They think it's cute. They like the music. They like Mario. Yeah. It's gold.
Anything with Mario really works. Case in point, Mario Kart 64. Have it on the VC. Works every time. Girls love Mario Kart. Fact.
Yeah, I'd like to give a little story here about when I was in college. This isn't based on video games, but it is based on board games. I had a girlfriend at the time, and one of my roommates had a girlfriend at the time, but our two other roommates did not. But, you know, they had girls who they were sort of, you know, friends with and thought, you know, they might want to try and step it up to the next level. And my roommate with a girlfriend had Cranium, the board game. And this is one of those, you know, it's a highly social game. It's like you're playing charades and a trivia game and a word game, you know, all at the same time. So he would have his girlfriend come over and I would have my girlfriend come over. And then our two other roommates would invite their female friends over and we'd all play a round of Cranium. And it's, you know, just a fun way. Everyone interacts. And the female friends who aren't girlfriends see that their male friends are really fun and that their male friends' friends are really fun and that we all hang out and are social a lot, and that is definitely a choice way, and this translates easily over to Wii Sports or Mario Party or anything, really.
Although there is one thing to keep in mind, guys, don't actually beat the girl that you're trying to impress.
Or if you are, you know, soft. If you're looking in a teamwork environment, you know, I would be teamed with my girlfriend and then my other roommate would be teamed with his girlfriend. You know, the guys would be teamed with the girls they wanted to date. So then you do want to win.
Oh, right. But I'm talking about, like, and this actually happened.
But wait. If you already have a girlfriend,
then,
you know, make sure you don't win. Help your, you know, be a good
oh,
wingman.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Help,
you know,
your buddy out.
Be a wingman. But, you know, case in point, I was playing Mario Kart 64, right? And a friend of mine had this girl that he was trying to impress, and he kept whooping her ass in Mario Kart. I'm like, dude, just keep it down.
It's not fun, dude.
Keep those blue shells in. Just let her get across the finish line. But what can I say? He's hopeless.
Yeah, don't be, you know, I know there's that urge there to always win, but just hold it back.
Hold it back.
Hold it back, and you might not score in the game, but you will
score in life.
Yeah.
You guys.
So, you know, what if you know, so that's definitely how to get a girl with a video game, or, you know, introduce her to something like Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing's good.
I would say that's a bad idea because then you'll never see her again.
Yeah. So what, you know, what if you already have a girlfriend? What are some good games to play with her?
What?
You know, what do you guys think?
Mini game and stuff like Wii Sports and most Mario games are pretty good with that. Just anything that has a low barrier of entry.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not low in skill, but just, you know, a good difficulty
curve. Oh, yeah, just
something
curve. That's easy to get into quick. Something that, you know, not something... You don't want to give a girl a Zelda game. Just because
Maybe. They have a good difficulty curve.
Yeah, well, not just that it's a difficult curve, but, you know, you can't pull out a Zelda game, have fun with it for an hour, and then just pull it back out whenever you feel like it. It's a game that you really have to invest time into. Something that's...
Yeah.
Maybe something like, I don't know, Beautiful Joe. Well, maybe that's
too hard.
That's way too hard.
But with Zelda, you know, you could play Zelda together. You know, she could play, and then you could watch, and if she was, you know, if she looked like, or not she looked like, but if she asked for help, you know, you could offer it, kind of thing like that.
Although, but guys, if you really want a girl, you know what the game you need? Killer 7.
Carl. Okay, let's totally ignore what Carl just said for a moment, and let's not underestimate the female gaming population, because some of them are pretty good.
Oh yeah,
damn straight.
Let's not assume that we always have to let them win, or we always have to give them easy games, because if you've got a girlfriend that wants to play games, she might want a new challenge. So give her Beautiful Joe. I mean, everybody likes Beautiful Joe. You don't have to be a guy like Beautiful Joe.
Yeah, it's very quirky and cutesy, and it's appealing
funny.
To the eye.
It's funny.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to take a girl to movies, or you could take her, you know, play Beautiful Joe. It's like kind of a movie game.
Take her to Movie Land.
Movie Land. But, you know, anyways, if you have a girlfriend or a significant other that really isn't into video games, then you might want to kind of ease them in with, you know, the non-games.
Yeah, sneak a little Brain Age in.
Yeah.
You know, Brain Age or obviously Nintendogs is the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to my girlfriend earlier, and she was saying, you know, she really likes Brain Age. She thinks it's a lot of fun. And she played Nintendogs for a little bit, but the problem was that I introduced her to Nintendogs and Animal Crossing at the same time.
Ooh.
And Animal Crossing totally wins out. She played that incessantly. She also told me she really likes games like WarioWare and Rayman. She doesn't like just games like that, but she does enjoy games like that you can just pick up and play. And she said she likes a lot of puzzle games. I think puzzle games are fantastic for everybody.
I remember a couple of years ago, actually, I think it was like just when I joined up with the staff, we had an editorialist named Bonnie Ruberg who wrote up a bunch of editorials about girl gaming. So, guys, go read some of those and then take some tips from that.
Give you some insight into the mind of the female gamer.
She was really into Smash Bros., so, you know, maybe that's a ticket.
That's a good game because it's sort of a hardcore fighting game on one level, but it's really accessible.
Yeah.
Like, really incredibly accessible, because everyone likes Mario. You can play as Mario, you can play as your favorite old-school Nintendo characters, and it's cute and it's fun, but it's got a lot of really hardcore gameplay inside of it. Once she gets good, you know, you'll get a good challenge.
Exactly.
Do you guys have any other tips or suggestions?
You're the one with the girlfriend.
I just went over everything. You know, we'll have people over, we'll play a lot of WarioWare, a lot of Wii Sports. WarioWare is absolutely fantastic if you have a whole bunch of people over.
How about we tell guys what not to do? Give some some horror stories.
So let's move on to some things not to do.
Again,
don't let her win.
Well,
what?
Not all the time. I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I said that backwards.
Yeah, don't try to always win every
Edit
time.
That out, please.
Yeah. Don't try to win every time, you know. Also, don't let her know that you're letting her win.
Yeah, you have to fine line. You have to make sure she beats you by just a hair.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it looks like you threw it. Right. That's no good.
Although,
maybe you should ask her if she wants to win.
No, because then she'll know that. Yeah, no, that's no good. That's no good. This is why you don't have a girlfriend, obviously.
You gotta get into her head,
oh,
man.
Oh, God. You guys are terrible.
But, yeah, and sometimes they will surprise you. You know, sometimes they'll whoop your ass in Mario Kart. It's happened to me.
Yeah. You know, don't... here's another don't. Don't play Manhunt with her unless she specifically asks for it.
Yeah. Manhunt, not a great game.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to play the murder simulator.
Although GTA can sometimes be appealing.
Well, you know, yeah, but maybe she'll like to go drive around in the ambulance.
Maybe. Maybe she wants
to save
people.
Actually, this is a really good joke. I'm going to repeat it, but I'm going to give credit because I don't steal material from people. One of my favorite comedians is Dimitri Martin, and he has this good video game joke where he says he's sitting there, you know, he'd like to make a video game where you help all the people who've been shot and killed in all the other video games.
Right.
And his friend walks in and says, "Hey, dude, what are you playing?" And he goes, "Oh, Super Busy Hospital 2.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right now I'm operating on a guy who was shot 57 times in the face."
Yeah, I actually remember saying that. That's a good joke.
It's definitely he's a funny comedian, but you know, don't play the murder simulator unless she asks for it. Maybe she's into that kind of stuff. You might want to question your preference in women.
Yeah.
Or people in general. I mean, if you're attracted to people who like to kill, you should probably get some help.
Also,
you should ask her that.
You know, don't bring up so many things that are too excessively, like, niche. She might be weirded out by...
Don't nerd out on her.
Exactly. Especially, you know, you don't want to bring out, you know, the anime RPG with all those lolly girls in it. That's just going to kind of... that might freak her out a little bit. You know,
she's not going to want to sit there and watch you play some game that takes 60 hours to beat.
Exactly.
And is incredibly slow and melodramatic. If you introduce her to it and let her play it, then she'll completely fall in love with the storyline. I mean, that's Square's market right there, is females.
Well, you know, some games are just as entertaining to watch as they are to play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Resident Evil 4, actually. People love to watch that game.
I just remembered Guitar Hero is coming out on the Wii soon. And that is, I mean, I play that co-op with my girlfriend all the time. That game is a blast.
Music games are always popular with the ladies. You know, you got DDR, too.
Yeah.
I don't know about so much about DDR.
Oh, I do. Definitely DDR. Definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
If you got the moves,
yeah, but
they'll just come running
moves
toward you.
Well, you know, first you have to develop the moves.
I had the moves back in the day.
Yeah, I used to be pretty decent. I was
my
never
dance,
as good as you, Steven.
My dance could have saved the world. Alas.
Nice.
I need to get back into shape so I can play some DDR. Oh yeah, I guess it helps if you're not a fat slob.
Well, maybe you could play DDR to get back into shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then the ladies will start coming. I just know
that's
it.
Right.
Just put the mat out in front.
Steven, we should put your name in the hat for Beauty and the Geek next season.
Nah.
Yeah,
that would kind of insult me. I see that
actually,
show.
This is a good
stupid
story. Johnny actually tried out for Beauty and the Geek and got pretty far into the audition process, if I remember correctly.
I don't know if he wants people to tell other people that, but yeah, he did.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's, you know, I think his non-disclosure agreement is lifted, and even if it isn't, I'm the one talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think he would have been great, but the thing about Johnny is that he's actually a pretty social guy and would totally kick everyone's ass because he's not socially inept.
Yeah, he's actually kind of a normal person, so
yeah,
he might...
He's normal, but he also plays video games and wants to fly spaceships.
Oh, Johnny Mitz, our little space ace.
So I guess that'll bring us to the end of our feature topic this week. As always, if you have any listener mail, please send it in to rfn@nintendoworldreport.com. Check us out on iTunes. If you're not subscribed, why the hell aren't you subscribed? I mean, why would you want to visit the site just to get this podcast when it could come to you automagically via the internet? Why would you do that? I don't understand. So go on to iTunes.
Because they don't have iTunes?
Well, why don't you have iTunes?
Well, why wouldn't you have iTunes? It's free.
This is true.
Even if you're not using iTunes, just get some sort of podcatching software. Almost all of it's free, and you
audio
can subscribe and not bother.
You
know, not bother having to download every week. It just happens magically. But if you are using iTunes, give us a review or two. We love them.
Yeah. Or
be honest too. Don't just, you know.
Yeah. If we suck, tell
though
us.
Just tell us, man. We're getting tired of all these 5-star reviews. We need the truth.
So that'll be the end of Radio Free Nintendo this week. Steven Rodriguez, our site director, and previews editor Carl Castaneda, wonderful to have you guys back yet again. Hopefully we'll get some more people thrown in the mix next week. I know we try to have 4 people, but we've been doing 3 recently.
3 is the magic number, I think.
So I've been your host, Mike Sklens. Be sure to check us out, nintendoworldreport.com. Get us on iTunes. Send us listener mail. Send me a Valentine. Send Steven and Carl Valentines.
Before we forget, guys, happy Valentine's Day. What are you doing listening to this podcast? You should be taking out your special lady for dinner.
That's right.
Maybe they are listening to it together.
Or maybe they're listening to it so they can try and win one of those fantastic Nintendogs giveaway packages that we have this week.
This is also a possibility.
That is the sure way to get a lady. Give her a pink.
Hope you guys wrote down the secret code word and got your entries in today.
Yeah, today is the deadline.
Yeah, today is the day we open our entry form.
Well, today. Yeah, today would be the 14th when this podcast comes out, and it will be the day you can begin to enter.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, have a good day.
So we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.